elderly woman came back, reached out her hands and took them, took the deacon's hands, and she said, "Oh, deacon, your homily was just wonderful. It spoke to me and my heart, and I am so happy that you are going to be a member of this worship community." The deacon looked back at her, and awkwardly he said, "Oh, my daughter, please don't thank me. Thank God, because God speaks through me. I had nothing to do with the wonderment of that homily. It was purely God speaking through me." And the woman looked back at him and she said, "Well, deacon, it wasn't that good." Sometimes we just have to say thank you. Sometimes we just have to admit the truth of who we are and recognize our giftedness. I think today's scriptures speak to the value of that truthfulness with ourselves. And that truthfulness with ourselves is really about the idea of being humble. True humility is not about being humiliated, but it's really about being completely honest with ourselves and honest with God. Oftentimes, when we are not honest with ourselves, that's when we become humiliated, just like the deacon in that story. The deacon was trying to be falsely humble. The deacon was not willing to accept the giftedness that he was sharing with the faith community. And in not being honest about that, he wound up being humiliated. Today's scriptures begin with the prophet Zephaniah. And Zephaniah was a prophet whose real purpose was to speak to all of those who were in power during his time of prophesying. And his message was not about not being in power, but recognizing what true power really is and the responsibility that goes along with that. He was calling the leadership of his time to be humble, to be truthful about who they are. Paul's letter to the Corinthians is really doing the same thing. Paul is recognizing the real value of the community in Corinth and speaking to them not in terms of grandiosity, but in terms of the truthfulness of their genuine and authentic call to preach and to live the good news. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks the truth of who we are. It begins with, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." What does it mean to be poor in spirit? Oftentimes, I think we misconceive what that means, and we begin to think that it has something to do with humiliating ourselves and beating ourselves up. But that's not at all what it means. To be poor in spirit, truly poor in spirit, means accepting and recognizing that there is nothing more valuable than the love of God in our lives. And to be moved by that reality will automatically inherit the kingdom of God, because it will make the kingdom of God real in that moment. As Jesus lists all of the characteristics of the blessed, all of these characteristics have something to do with us in relationship with God. not in relationship with one another. And sometimes we get this false sense of humility, like I have to be meeker than everybody else. Or I have to be more hungry and more thirsty for righteousness than anybody else. I have to be more pure of heart than anyone else. But in reality, all we need do is recognize God as the ultimate value, not how we value ourselves among one another. Because when our focus is on God, we know the truth that we are nothing. But in knowing that truth, that we are nothing in the eyes of God, reveals the truth of God's love for us, that he would be willing himself to sacrifice so that we might be redeemed, that we might be restored to the dignity of his creature whom he intended from the very beginning. If you look at all of history in the Bible, all sin comes from a failure to recognize who we are in the eyes of God. The sin begins with the lie, when we start comparing ourselves to others. In the very beginning, the evil one convinces Adam and Eve of the lie that they should be compared with the Creator. That's all it took for them to be distracted from who they truly are. Unfortunately, that stain of sinfulness carries on, and we suffer from it. But we also believe that we have been redeemed of it. So in our baptism, we believe we are given the grace to overcome that stain of selfishness, that stain of the lie, where we're willing to compare ourselves to God. Today, in this Eucharist, we have the opportunity not to compare ourselves to God, but to bring ourselves before God and to accept his offer of redemption, the offering of himself. So as we come forward to receive the Eucharist this evening, let us be mindful not of how we measure up against one another, but how we can't measure up to God. And yet that God offers himself constantly in love for us so that we can experience the kingdom of God.